This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jenny Rose Spaudo. And you may know from the news that the Trump administration is proposing certain tariffs on China. And while that may sound very boring to you, depending on how interested you are in economics, there is something you may be interested in knowing, and that's that these tariffs could impact the price you pay for Bibles and other books here in the U.S. So today I'm interviewing the president of Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, Stan Jantz. He recently testified in front of the government officials in Washington, and he has very unique insight into what these tariffs could mean for the Bible here in the U.S. I think you're going to enjoy this interview, so stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Welcome, listeners, to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host today, Jenny Rose Spaudo, and in the visitor's chair, we have Stan Jantz. He's the president of the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, or the ECPA, and he has some very unique insights into something you may or may not know is going on, and that is the tariffs being placed on China. And whether you know it or not, those tariffs might have an impact on Bible sales here in the U.S. So before we jump into that and we talk about how that affects Americans and Christians here in America, Stan, do you want to just say hi to our listeners and introduce yourself?
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Jenny. And listeners, it's a pleasure to talk to you about this very important issue. The Bible is very near and dear to all of our hearts. And so this is an issue in our country that's economic, but it could affect the availability and accessibility of Bibles for people. So I'm happy to talk with you about this.
Absolutely. So for those who have no idea what's going on with these tariffs, maybe they're like me and the word economics is very frightening. So can you just give us a very elementary level kind of explanation of what's going on with these tariffs?
Sure. Tariffs are basically taxes on goods that are imported to the United States. And they go back, you know, to the other country, to other countries, place tariffs on our products that we send. And it's a very normal the course of doing business. And sometimes, though, they're lifted because we want to encourage free trade. But as the listeners know, we've had some challenges with China in that China doesn't play fair all the time. And sometimes they don't pay their fair share, and our administration currently in Washington believes that by imposing tariffs on goods that they ship us, that will place a burden on them because theoretically they would sell fewer products to the United States. And so it's really kind of a leverage to get China then to change some of their practices in terms of how they trade with the U.S. and other countries. And part of it is intellectual property. China is known for not having strict controls on what they can, I'll just use the word steal, in terms of the way content, you know, is distributed, and also technology. So these are really important issues, and I want to make it clear that ECPA, the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, does not oppose the tariffs from China. What we're asking for, though, is an exemption, because these tariffs will apply to all goods coming from China. It's about $300 billion a year, and that's about to start on July 1, which is next week. So these tariffs, we believe, on books and Bibles would damage the particular industry that I'm a part of and restrict the number of books and Bibles, and especially the Bible, that's available to people, to Americans. And so we've asked for an exemption. I went to Washington, and I testified on behalf of ECPA, and there were other publishers there who were asking what's called the U.S. Trade Representatives. So this is the commission, the board that hears from all these different product groups And there are many that are asking for exemptions, not just books and Bibles. So I was here to testify and give the reasons why we believe that books and especially Bibles should be exempt from this tariff.
Right, exactly. So you presented your appeal to them and you spoke on behalf of publishers. So for those listening today who aren't publishers, can you explain what is the basic fear or concern that publishers have about the tariffs specifically on books and Bibles? What are they afraid is going to happen?
Well, the bottom line is that number one, costs would go up dramatically on Bibles that are printed in China and imported to the United States. Number two would be that they would not have the ability to print as many as they have normally wanted to. So publishers simply are, to publish means to make public. So we're talking about printing. And so China has developed over the last 10 to 20 years a very, very contemporary modern technology that enables their printing presses to print a very complicated book like the Bible. So if you have a Bible, you can look and see how many pages there are. It could be 1,000, could be 2,000, depending upon the size of the print and how many features are in your Bible with notes and commentary and that kind of thing. The Bible is a very complicated book to print. There's four color. If you have maps and other diagrams and things in that Bible, the paper has to be very thin so that it doesn't become this huge, unwieldy, book. And the cover sometimes is often stitched. There's leather. And so there's a lot of handwork that goes into it. And China leads the world in having these kind of skills and the kind of printing presses that are required to really produce Bibles and to do it economically. There are presses in the United States that could do it, but they're very few. There aren't that many. And so to bring that work here, it would just create this huge problem because our printers in the U.S. don't have the capacity to do the work, and China can do it at a more economic level. So that's the kind of the reason why this is so important. And here's something that shocks people. Well over half the Bibles in the world are printed in China. There are about 100 million Bibles printed every year. So let's make it clear, the Bible is the best-selling book in the world. It has since it was first printed. So, and so 100 million Bibles are printed. Now, not all of those are sold, by publishing companies that would put it on your, at Amazon or on the shelf of your bookstore. Many are given away. And there are Bible societies around the world that also print Bibles in China, and they would be impacted significantly if the tariff came on and there would be this tax of 25% on all those Bibles. I'll give you an example. There's a Bible society here in the U.S. called Biblica. Biblica, 75% of their Bibles are printed in China, and they give every single one away. They make them available to people that don't have them. They don't have access to them. They do it in different translations for countries where they're, they don't speak English, but they do a lot of English-speaking Bibles as well. They would be dramatically impacted as well. So it's not just Bibles that are sold, but Bibles that are given away. And as we know, giving the Bible away is an important part of bringing people to Christ. So there's this link. God has given us His Word to communicate the message that He loves us. He sent Jesus to die for us. And accepting Him as our Savior can we have a relationship with God and eternal life. So this the Bible is a key to this. It gives us that message and it allows people and enables people to read that and then have the Holy Spirit work through those words to touch their hearts. And so we're just asking, we want the ability to do what we've done and to be able to print and distribute and give away as many Bibles as possible. And if you can imagine, a 25% tax would restrict that dramatically.
Wow, yeah, I can imagine that would make a huge impact. So I kind of want to go back to what you were saying about so many Bibles being printed in China, because I'm sure that kind of flies in the face of what many of us think about China, how there are no Bibles in there. And we're hearing all these stories about, underground churches being persecuted and them struggling just to keep their Bibles. So what's going on here? Like how are there so many Bibles being printed and yet we're hearing these stories of persecution? Can you kind of flesh that out a little bit?
Sure. That's a great question, Jenny. And it's kind of a paradox. How is it this country that's basically atheistic would allow this. And by the way, the government's fully behind it. What it does, I'll just say this on an economic level for China, it's a tremendous advantage for them to do this. It helps their people to work and to earn a good wage. In fact, the people who are involved in printing the Bibles actually, on the average, make more than people in other industries in China. So, and their working conditions, our publishers have gone over to China just to make sure that the working conditions are good, and they've been very pleased with nice. What they see. Mm-hmm. I just this week, I talked to a man actually from South Africa who's a publisher and distributor, and he has been to the biggest printing company in China. It's called Amity, A-M-I-T-Y. And he said, it's extraordinary. He said, I walked in that printing press at this big facility that prints probably millions of Bibles each year. And he said the workers there, he saw pictures on the walls of Christian saints. And he said, he asked the person in charge, so are you free to talk about, Christianity and Jesus? Says, oh, yes, we are. So here's what's interesting. So God has chosen, I believe, this country that is hungry for the gospel. And I think your listeners need to know, Jenny, that Christianity is the fastest growing religion in China.
Really?
There are probably about... There are about 75 to 100 million Christians in China right now, Chinese Christians. And it's predicted by the year 2035, there will be more Christians in China than there are in the United States. So Christianity, God is doing a work. And we all know the history of the church is sometimes when there's the greatest depression, God does his greatest work.
Yeah.
Tertullian, the saint from the second century, said the church is built on the blood of the martyrs. So There's this unique thing about Christianity is that it's a belief system based on love, not hate, and it is we have a Savior who sacrificed his life for us, and so there's this beautiful story that is kind of embodied by people who are persecuted, and they come to Christ, and then eventually it can transform a nation. So I believe that God has allowed these printing operations in China because he's touching the nation. And it's been a blessing also to other countries because they do such a good job and they bring value because they truly are artists. And if any of your listeners have a Bible, like especially a study Bible, they can just take it off their shelf and just look through that. Look at the intricacy of the print and the typesetting and the design and the cover and the maps and all these things that go into this beautiful book that is God's book. Yeah. And I think that we can thank these wonderful people in China, these artisans who are devoted to doing the best work they can so that we can enjoy, and people around the world can enjoy and appreciate and read the Bible.
Absolutely. And what you just said kind of reminds me of a particular story I heard of in China where these underground churches were meeting together for a Bible study in the middle of a lake in a boat and hoping they weren't being seen or caught. And they had these Bibles, quote unquote, with air quotes, and they were just kind of falling apart. They were just pages taped together, but they cherished that Bible so much. And it kind of makes me wonder, Stan, do you think we're doing a good job here in America of appreciating what we have in the Word of God?
Well, I think we always can appreciate the Word of God more. And it starts with reading it. As anyways, James has said, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers. So in order to do what God says, we have to find out what he says. And the reason he said, don't be just hearers, is that that's how they, in the first century, they mainly heard the Bible. The letters of Paul and Peter were read to the church.
Right.
So we could say the same thing. Don't just be readers of the word, but go and do it. So
ooh, that's
it starts
good.
With reading.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with reading. And I think people are kind of underappreciate how powerful, and they're not just reading a book, they're reading the living word of God. That has power to change kids and to bring about great things. I have a quick example. I have a niece who was really wandering from God, and she just didn't know what to do and felt kind of like lost, and she found her grandmother's King James Bible. In fact, it was her great-grandma. That's how old it was. Her old, tattered King James Bible.
Wow.
And just picked it up and started reading. And God worked through those pages of an old King James Bible. She started in Genesis, of course, because you open a book, that's where you start, the first page.
Of course, yeah.
And she had a faith, but it was she was like a prodigal, right? She was wandering, and the Word of God brought her back, and she got back on track, and she today is thriving both as a Christian and as a young Christian woman. So, but it was the Word of God that got to her, because the Holy Spirit speaks to us through His Word. The Holy Spirit inspired. There are about 40 writers that wrote the Bible over the 1500 years, so from Genesis to Revelation. And these writers, as the Bible tells us, were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Well, that same Holy Spirit that inspired, you know, David to write the Psalms and Paul to write his letters and Matthew to write his gospel, the same Holy Spirit that inspires them, he inspires us, and he helps us understand what we're reading. Jesus said in the upper room before he was crucified, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another person who's going to help you, and that was the Holy Spirit. He'll help you to understand. He'll guide you to truth, and he's called the Spirit of Truth. So I think we can appreciate more, and I think understand and appreciate that this Bible didn't just get to us, you know, on the shelf and delivered to us by accident. Someone in a company and an enterprise took great pains to produce this Bible so that we could enjoy it. And so the journey of that Bible that you have and I have that's sitting on our shelf, or probably more than one Bible, there's a journey that Bible took to get to us. And I think it involves people, involves printing, and certainly involves those that put that together, the publisher that made that possible.
Yes, that is such a good point. There is so much that goes into, you know, creating a translation of the Bible and printing it. I know right. We here at Charisma Media, we published the MEV, and I wasn't involved in that process, but from what I've heard and can tell, it is painstaking detail you have to go over and make sure everything is correct, and, you know, and then the printing and the hassle of that. But it's all worth it because the Word of God is so precious and it deserves to be preserved because it's living and active, like what you were saying. It's just so good. So, Stan, I know that we're kind of drawing to the close of our interview, but before we go, can you kind of just summarize for our listeners what are the main things that they should know, that they should take away from this podcast?
Well, I think, first of all, you said it beautifully, Jenny, just appreciate the Bible that you have in your hand and read it. Don't just let it lay on the shelf. It doesn't do any good laying on the shelf or, you know, sitting on a table. You know, read it and just make that be a part of your life. And I think number two is to pray for this process that we're in, that this tariff, this Bible tax is what it's being phrased, that our government would choose to exempt Bibles and books from this tax so that more Bibles could go out and we could preserve, you know, the availability and the cost so that it's affordable for people. So pray for China. Pray for the people who are in these printing presses and these companies that are producing this, to pray for them that this Bible that they're handling, they may not have access to it right away, but they are, you know, they're certainly, you know, I think just having it in their building is probably, you know, effective, but that Bibles would come back to them and that they would find Christ through that. And I think number three, Jenny, is in this whole process is just to pray, obviously, for what's going on, and to just stay involved in, you know, what our government's doing, and pray for our leaders. And I think it's important that we support what is going on for the betterment of our country and what's going on here, but also realize that we live in a global world, and there are Christians all over the world, and the church is growing, probably growing faster in other countries, as I mentioned in China, growing faster than it is here in the U.S. So, you know, pray for those that go out and take his word to these nations. And as you said, too, the translation, there's a great effort being made to get the Bible translated into every single language. It's about 7,000 heart languages in the world.
Right.
And there's still quite a few to go. And so just pray for those that are doing the work of translating as well, so more people can have the language in their own heart, have the Bible in their own heart language.
Right. Amen. Absolutely. And, you know, praying for our governing leaders, it just kind of made me wonder, do you have a feel for how you think that this decision is going to go? Do you think the government is going to grant the exemption?
That's a great question, and we don't know. The commission that I testified before, all they can do is recommend. They don't actually make the decision. But I felt, and there were many in the room that felt the same way, they were very receptive, this commission that we talked to, the U.S. Trade Representative. They wanted to see, one of our publishers bought samples of Bibles printed in China. They wanted to see them, and they were very positive. So I felt, I believe, this is that I have nothing to base on other than that experience, that the commission will recommend that books and Bibles be exempt from the tariff. But ultimately, the decision rests with the administration. So we can pray for that. And as you know, our president, President Trump, is meeting in, I think it's in Japan, at the G20 summit, and the premier of China is going to be there. So these are very timely times that we're in, and
right.
We can pray for our leaders that, and God directs the courses of leaders. I think the Bible says he directs the courses of kings. And I believe that God is very interested in what happens to his word. He's very interested in the Bible and in how it gets printed, how it gets distributed, because he knows the power of it and he speaks through it. So I think that God is in this, but we have to realize that it's his will, not ours. So we want this, we ask him for it, but he may have a bigger plan in mind that we don't know right now. But I believe that the administration, I hope, will be favorable, and we just will pray for good results.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear that you felt there was that, that favor there. That's really good. And you're right. All we can do is pray, because we don't know the future. God alone knows. Mm. Well, Stan, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I feel I have learned so much about Bible producing and what's going on with, the tariffs in China and how it affects us in our everyday lives and in our purchases of books and Bibles. So I want to thank you for coming on the show and providing that really valuable insight for our listeners.
Well, Jenny, I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for your ministry you do. We love Charisma Media. Charisma Media is a part of the Evangelical Publishers Association. So we value you as a partner in your publishing and your broadcasting, all the media that you do. So thank you, Charisma Media, as well.
Absolutely. We receive it. Thank you. And listeners, be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News podcast, and keep tuning in, because we will probably have more updates on this story as more updates come out. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.